A Year 12 student has been charged with breaking the leg of a Year 7 boy in a school muck-up day prank. Two 13-year-old boys from St Luke's Grammar on the northern beaches were attacked yesterday afternoon by Year 12 students from an unknown school. Now, it's believed one of the Year 7 students was thrown onto the road, while another was tackled in a park and broke his femur. An 18-year-old handed himself into the DY police station, where he was arrested and charged with causing grievous bodily harm. Now, this comes as a bunch of New South Wales public schools scrap muck-up day celebrations. Some principals have been threatening to ban kids from schools, formals, if they disobey. I've even heard talks about delaying results of school exams and tests if they don't obey the ban. Adam Voigt, former principal and education expert, joins us right now. G'day, Adam.
Afternoon, Warren.
Well, I have to say, that is one isolated incident if you're talking about injury, but yeah. Shenanigans on muck-up day are not that uncommon, so what do you think?
No, they've been going back a long time, haven't they? And I think that sometimes we've just got to take a deep breath when incidents like this come along and make sure we're asking the right question, which is probably not, you know, should we be banning muck-up day? But the question should be, how can we get it right? When we leap really quickly to banning things, what happens is we send it underground, and these kids will be doing something anyway. So schools are in a better position if they're involved. And I'd be encouraging all schools to have good conversations before these things happen to make sure that we've got a plan in place for the way that we want our Year 12s to behave, but also the consequences are very clear for not sticking to that plan.
Yeah, well, as you say, if you embrace it, you can control it to some extent.
You can, and it's actually quite an important little rite of passage. It's really important for young people in terms of their motivation. If we want them to do really well, we have to provide these little milestones and markers that they can both look forward to and celebrate going past. And so what we want to do is say, okay, we've got a problem with it, and we need to make sure that we get it straight so that we don't lose all the benefits of having a really enjoyable celebration for most young people to reach.
Well, it's getting to the end of school. It's celebrating you finished your HSC. It's celebrating the fact that you've been with the other kids for at least 6 years. In some cases, with my experience, it was 12 years, 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
It really is a rite of passage, isn't it?
It is, and so it's important that we get those opportunities to pat them on the back for their hard work, and also that during the year, it's something that we can refer to and say that we want you to know that this is coming, this great chance to have a great celebration.
But,
and I guess the old expression goes, we don't want a few bad apples ruining it for everybody.
Yeah.
So schools need to locally put some really good plans in place to make sure they give themselves the best chance for it to all go well.
Okay, appreciate your time.
Not at all, Warren.
Adam Voigt, former principal and education expert, and look, you can boo-hoo muck-up day if you want, but he's right. If the school doesn't embrace it, things are going to happen anyway, so you're better off at least trying to have some control over it.